Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Today we get back to our study in 2 Peter chapter 1. After a little detour to talk about the incarnation of Christ during the Christmas season. But now we come back to the last two verses of the first chapter of 2 Peter, which tell us about the doctrine of inspiration, which is surely one of the most important doctrines in all the Bible. Now here's the way Peter puts it: knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. That is the statement of the doctrine as given to us by the Apostle Peter, who was himself moved by the Holy Spirit of God to write these words, as this very text tells us. But we need to examine the words and phrases of this text carefully so that we do not misunderstand what is being said. We want to know what the Bible teaches about its own origin. What is the nature of this book we call the Bible? And that is our purpose on this Tuesday, December 30, as we gather together around the Word of God, enabled to do so by the financial gifts of our radio listeners. And we would be very grateful if you would consider a year-end gift for the Beacon Broadcast as the year is rapidly drawing to a close. Well, as we noted a couple of weeks ago now, I suppose, this doctrine is of utmost importance. It takes high priority. We might be tempted to say the highest priority, because that's what these words mean that open verse 20. Knowing this first. That is, know this first of all. Above all else, you must understand this. In the first place, this is a matter of first priority. These are the words that would describe the proper meaning of this phrase, knowing this first. Now, why is the doctrine of inspiration of such vital importance? Because every other doctrine rests upon this one. Someone would say, well, the doctrine of the deity of Christ is surely the most important doctrine, and I wouldn't want to be put in the position of arguing that some other doctrine is more important than that one. That is vitally important, isn't it? Someone would argue that the doctrine of the Trinity, the triune Godhead, is of utmost importance, because if we don't understand the true nature of God, then we don't even know who we're talking about when we say the word God. And I would have to agree that doctrine is of utmost importance, but the doctrine of the Trinity, the doctrine of the deity of Christ, the doctrine of the virgin birth of Christ, some of the other doctrines, the doctrine of the resurrection of Christ, some of the other doctrines that we might consider to be vital doctrines and important doctrines, fundamental doctrines, nevertheless, all rest upon the foundation of this doctrine, namely the doctrine of the inspiration of Scripture, because if the Bible is not the inspired Word of God, then how do we know that it's telling us the truth when it tells us about the deity of Christ, the virgin birth of Christ, the resurrection of Christ, the triunity of the Godhead, and so forth and so on. How can we be certain of any of these things if we cannot be certain that this book we call the Bible is, in fact, the inspired Word of God? It is the guarded Word of God. It is the preserved Word of God. It is, yes, it is the inerrant Word of God. If we don't know that to be so, we really don't know anything else about the Christian religion for certain. At that point, everything else becomes conjecture, speculation, or something in that category. It all depends upon this. Is this statement true? That no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Is that true, or is it not? If it is, then we have a solid foundation upon which to study and come to an understanding of hundreds of other important doctrines of the Christian faith. But if this statement is not true, then we really don't have any way of knowing anything except to say, well, this is what the writers of the Bible believed. I hope they were right. Or this is what Christians have traditionally believed. I hope they were right. That's the best we can do. And that's not good enough, is it? That's not good enough. Now, we are told in this text that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. Is a matter of one's own interpretation, or comes from someone's own interpretation, and so forth. And what does that mean? Well, it means that the Bible didn't originate with man. That's the bottom line of what that means. The Bible did not originate in the prophet's own mind. The prophecy of the Scripture didn't come from man, it came from God. For the prophecy, we read, never came by the will of man. Verse 21 helps to explain verse 20. Verse 20 says, no prophecy of the Scriptures of any private interpretation. Well, when we talk about interpretation, we're usually talking about how we understand Scripture. We study the Scriptures and we try to ascertain the correct meaning, and we come up with an interpretation for this text and an interpretation for that text, which is our studied opinion of what it means, and we hope we are accurate in that. And that's not the same thing as the doctrine of inspiration at all. The Scriptures can be inerrant, infallible, and inspired, but that doesn't mean that everybody's opinion about the Scriptures is inerrant or infallible or inspired. Not at all. But this is telling us that the contents of the Bible, as it is written, did not originate with man. It's not of any private interpretation. It did not rise out of the prophet's own mind. For, and verse 21 explains this meaning, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. It never came by the will of man. Never. Any of it came by the will of man. It did not originate with man, but rather it originated with God. Scripture, therefore, is not human thought, it is divine thought. It did not come by human decision to record some important things, but rather by divine decision, the divine will to bring this into being. The prophets made known God's will as the Holy Spirit moved upon them to do that. So Scripture was not produced by the prophet's own determination. It never came by the will of man, but rather by God. And that's moving on to the next statement. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 4, prophecy never came by the will of man, but, and that but is very important, and that is a contrasting conjunction, isn't it? And is a connective conjunction, but is a contrasting conjunction. It contracts with what goes before. So, prophecy never came by the will of man, but in contrast, here's how it did come. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The Scripture, the Bible, is the product of divinely selected human instruments. They are holy men of God. That means they were selected by God. And they spoke, or wrote, or both, but, and that means that they were active in the process. They were not mere robots. They were active in the process, but God guided and guarded them in what they said. God selected, prepared men to be his spokesman, and then God carefully guided and guarded what they spoke. They spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit, as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit, as they were borne along by the Holy Spirit. That's the kind of language that is used in Greek for a ship that is borne along by the wind. You find that language in Acts chapter 27 of the ship that Paul was on when he was shipwrecked on his way to Rome. And that ship was driven by the wind. That ship came to a point in that storm when it was no longer under its own control or under the control of the sailors. They couldn't guide it. They couldn't steer it. They couldn't control it. It got out of their control. They were borne along. They were driven along by a tempestuous wind. Well, that's the same idea here. Holy men of God spake as they were borne along by the Holy Spirit. It was not their thoughts. It was not their words. It was not their will. It was not their determination to bring this book into existence. It was God's. Now, that does not mean that as the word was being written or spoken, that the men who were doing it had a sense that they were being operated on by the Holy Spirit at that point. In some cases, they were. You can read about that in Scripture. You can read the language of the authors of Scripture and sometimes realize that they knew that they were being borne along by the Holy Spirit because they were saying things that they themselves didn't understand. They studied their own writings in order to try to figure out what God's will was in some cases, but in other cases, they were simply writing out of the thoughts that were flowing out of their mind. But what the Bible is telling us is the Holy Spirit was guiding that whole process so that the thoughts that were flowing out of their mind were the thoughts that God the Holy Spirit was putting into their mind, or was selecting from the thoughts that were already in their mind, guarding those thoughts so that the ones that were actually written down are true, every one, and reflect the Word of God and the will of God, and prohibited them from writing down anything that didn't fit into that category. God was giving, guiding, and guarding the thoughts of His chosen prophets. And that, dear friends, is the biblical doctrine of the inspiration of Scripture. The Bible is like no other book in all the universe. It is unique. It is holy. It is the Word of the living God. It is therefore true. It is therefore without error. You can therefore depend upon it for the eternal destiny of your soul. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.